Now, not all of us are wired in such a way so that compassion is our first thing. It's not that we don't care, it's just that compassion takes time. And in this day and age, having compassion, well, we just don't have the time. Jesus was a man of extraordinary compassion. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective.
Hey, I have a confession to make. I'm not naturally a compassionate person. How about you? Now, that doesn't mean that I don't care about people deeply. I do. It doesn't mean that I don't love to help people when they need help. I do. But I'm not naturally compassionate. So what's compassion? Well, my dictionary tells me that compassion is a sympathetic pity and concern for the suffering or the misfortunes of others. It's derived from an old Middle English word that comes from an even older French word that's derived from an even older ecclesiastical Latin word that means to suffer with. In other words, to feel someone else's pain and then to act on that and do something about it. Now, I'm pretty good at the last part, acting on it and doing something about it. I'm not so good at the first part, feeling someone else's pain. Why? Because of the way I'm wired inside, because my motivations, my personality type are different. You read Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament, and you'll find several different motivational giftings. Some of them involve quite a bit of compassion, but others don't. For example, if a leader were overly compassionate, they'd actually never lead. They'd never get stuff done. They need some compassion, but not too much. On the other hand, someone who's involved in caring for others, well, isn't it great when they have a lot of compassion in their hearts, when they're naturally good at feeling someone else's pain and empathizing with them? We absolutely love to be around people like that. So why am I telling you this stuff about myself that, in effect, I'm compassionately challenged? Because today we're continuing our look at what it means to live an extraordinary life by looking at how Jesus lived his life. And one of the things he had in his makeup, we see it quite clearly on quite a few occasions, is compassion. And I guess as we take a look at this side of Jesus, I wanted to make the point that just because we don't all have compassion naturally hardwired into our DNA, well, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't show it from time to time. Have a listen to one of the compassionate things that Jesus did, Matthew chapter 8, beginning at verse 1. When Jesus had come down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And there was a leper who came to him and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand and touched the leper, saying, "I do choose, be made clean." Immediately the leprosy was cleansed. And then Jesus said to him, "Look, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them." Great crowds followed Jesus. I mean, he was a celebrity, a megastar. Doing what I do, preaching the gospel, often I'm dealing with crowds, whether here through the radio or when I'm speaking at a church or a big event. And as someone who's naturally wired with not a huge amount of compassion, can I tell you how safe and how easy that can be? I mean, you're detached. You rely on the fact that as the guy up the front, you're separated from the crowd. My grey little radio studio is such a safe, comfortable place, I have to tell you. And that could easily have been the attitude that Jesus took. Oh, stick away from those messy individuals with all those problems and pains that are going to inconvenience me. I'll just preach to the big crowds. I'll do the big gigs. We all have our ways of isolating ourselves from the pains and the problems of difficult people. Some live in gated communities. Some have stopped attending church. We withdraw. We try to make ourselves comfortable. But Jesus met the leper. This leper who was smelly with open, pussy wounds. This leper whom others reviled, whom God's own law segregated from mainstream society. And when the leper said to Jesus, "Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean," Jesus did the one thing that no one had done since this man had started exhibiting the symptoms of leprosy. Jesus reached out and touched him. Touching the leper, that's compassion. That speaks of the value that Jesus placed on this one man in his isolation and his pain and his suffering. In fact, Mark's gospel account of this very event tells us that Jesus was moved with compassion, and that's what caused him to reach out and touch this outcast. And the sense of the original Greek word translated into the English word compassion was that it was a deep gut reaction. It was something that Jesus felt in the core of his very being. And it was that feeling, literally that feeling of suffering with that leper in his heart, in his belly, in his gut, that caused him to reach out and touch the man and heal him. One of the reasons often that we don't suffer with people is we're just too busy. When I think about who I am, because I'm a driven, outcome-focused, delivery-oriented kind of guy, time is at a premium for me. Like, don't get me wrong, in the mix of things, we need people like that, just as we need people who are nowhere near as time-focused, but who have buckets of compassion in their heart. And what I've noticed is that when I actually slow down and just focus on the individual at hand, when I take the time to understand them and what they're going through, I can experience that same sense of compassion, that hurt, that empathy, just like anyone else. It's the speed at which we move that often stops us from feeling and showing compassion. See, I want to skip right over the feeling and showing bit to the doing bit. What can I do to help the person? That's my natural desire. And there's a 50-50 chance that you might be like that too. But often that's not what they need. The biggest thing that someone who's suffering needs is someone else to stop and be moved and be impacted by their suffering. Someone just to understand them, to listen, to hurt with them, to be with them. I remember at a time in my life when I was suffering the biggest thing I've ever suffered in my 50-something years. There were some people who wept with me. That's in fact the most powerful thing that anyone has ever done with me or for me. A truly extraordinary person is someone who shows compassion. Whether or not it comes naturally, the truth is, if we'll just slow down for a bit, take the foot off the accelerator, we're capable of suffering with someone else. We all are. We're capable of feeling their pain. We're capable of showing them that we feel their pain, and that will be one of the most transformative experiences of their lives. I can tell you that because I've had to learn it, because it doesn't come naturally to me. I'm still learning it. I'll be learning it until the day I die. The leper. I mean, I am sure the guy was absolutely over the moon at being healed. In fact, we know he was. Mark, in his gospel account, tells us that the guy went racing round showing everyone what Jesus had done, even though Jesus had expressly asked him not to do that. I mean, the guy was completely, totally over the moon, and why wouldn't he be? I mean, I would be, you would be. But I'm absolutely certain that in the days, the weeks, the months, and the years that followed, as he sat quietly at home by the fire in the evening, remembering that day in his life when Jesus reached out and touched him, that it's the love and the compassion that Jesus showed that would bring tears to his eyes. What do you think? Compassion is one of the things that sets a person apart. Compassion is one of the things that enables an ordinary person like you and me to lead an extraordinary life. Compassion in this day and age truly is extraordinary. Now, this program that you've just been listening to is heard not just here on your station, but through over 1,350 stations in 160 countries. And yet we face so much spiritual opposition in so many places because, frankly, our enemy, the devil, does not want millions of people each week hearing about Jesus. So can I ask you a huge favor? Would you pray with me that God would open many, many more doors around the world for us to share the stunningly good news of Jesus Christ with the lost? Because our heart, his heart, is to reach the unreached with his love. So if you're serious about praying with me, you can check out this month's prayer points at christianityworks.com. And while you're there, don't forget that there's a treasure trove of resources in the Media Lounge, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Topics like marriage and family, relationships, adversity, lots more. God's word is so powerful. So check out that Media Lounge at christianityworks.com because I want to see your life transformed as you receive God's word into your heart. I'm Bernie Diamond.
Catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.